This is the Obsessive Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Cleland, and this is a podcast about making creative work. This isn't just some theory from someone who's read a few books and watched a few YouTube videos about how to do creative work, but I've been running my own business, my own photography business for 10 years now, and this podcast is the behind-the-scenes theory that I use every week to make creative work that I'm obsessed about and to run a successful photography business. So today I'm talking about paper, and this podcast episode is going to be a little different because this is actually from my latest YouTube video. I have a YouTube channel that's all about, way more specifically about photography and wedding photography, but I thought this would be a perfect episode for this podcast because it goes much more into the really tactical, practical ways of how I think and how I kind of process creative ideas. And I think one of the best ways to do that is with paper, and more specifically, a really good notebook. You need a book just like this. The Lidstrom 1917. Well, you don't like have to get this one exactly, but I've got five reasons why keeping a physical notebook like this could do wonders for your creativity. So back when I was in graphic design school, it was a requirement. We had to keep this thing that was called a black book. It didn't have to be like black, but a lot of ours were. And it was a larger notebook like this that we had to draw thumbnails, sketches. I guess we wrote some things from classes, things that inspired us. But it was a kind of a sketchbook, a catalog, a personal journal, as it were, of your creativity. And the cool thing about that is the more that I wrote in it, the more that I put my thoughts down in it, the more it became a resource for me. So when I was working on a project and I would, be struggling about thinking of something to design, I would be like, oh, you know what? I had a few ideas when I did a project a few months ago. And I would go back and look through those sketches and those ideas. It became kind of this working creative brain. However, when I stopped designing and photography took over my life after graduation, I kind of stopped doing that because I thought, well, I'm not a designer anymore, so I don't need something like that. And I found myself just putting ideas on, my phone, on a random piece of paper. And after a while, I got so frustrated that all of my ideas were just kind of spread everywhere. And so I got myself a book just like this. Number one, it kept my thoughts organized and together in one place so that if I had an idea and I wrote it down and then 2 months later, I was like, oh, I remember that idea. What was it exactly? I knew exactly where it was. I didn't like look for a scrap of paper or a post-it note. They were all organized in one book. It was also around this time I realized that I was a really bad reader. So every time I would have like a physical book in front of me, I would be so distracted. I would get so distracted or I would fall asleep. It was like one of those two things. And it was really frustrating me because I really wanted to read some books, but I have such a hard time reading physical books, even though I love physical books and I buy so many of them, which is a problem. But I came across my local library here in Toronto actually had these audiobooks that you could rent for free, which was amazing. And then I eventually found out about Audible, and that's what I use now. But as I was like devouring all these books over audio, I had all of these things that I was learning. And that's where I started putting down, a certain quote or an idea from a book or a podcast that I was listening to. And I was putting all of these incredible ideas and thoughts and education pretty much into this one place. And just for that fact alone, it was an incredible resource, because if you read a book or you listen to a book and, I don't know if this has happened to you, but you're so inspired by it. You're like, this was amazing. And then 3 months later, you're like, okay, what did I actually learn in that book? I kind of forgot. And this is a great way for you to be able to go back and kind of relearn and refresh the things that you've been learning. Okay, number two is that it unloads your brain. It unloads my brain from holding all of these ideas in. I don't know about you, but I kind of have these reoccurring projects that kind of pop into my brain from time to time. I've had two projects specifically that they're kind of like really big projects that I hope to do one day in my life. But they keep coming up over and over again, year after year. And the only way to kind of keep them cohesively together is doing something like this. So when I have an idea, when I have an idea that maybe I can't do in the next month or the next year, I put it down. I put down everything so that I don't have to carry it around in my brain. And that is huge. I find that if I have too many things that I'm like trying to remember, I have a hard time coming up with new ideas. But I take this book, I throw up all my ideas, I write it, kind of journal down in detail, and then it allows my brain to move on to the next thing. Sometimes that enables me to kind of continue on the project and keep figuring it out, or sometimes that's all it takes just to like get it out of my brain. I come back a few weeks later and then I think, yeah, no, that was a bad idea. Don't do that project. That's terrible. Number three is that a physical paper does not distract you like your phone does. Maybe you have an incredible amount of attention discipline. I do not. And I found that if I had this idea and I'm writing it down in my notes app in my phone, and then all of a sudden someone texts me, and then it's like, I'm like gone. I'm gone. The thing that I love about writing on a piece of paper is that even though, especially at the beginning, it's kind of hard to get used to, but I love the fact that when I have my idea and a piece of paper, there's no distractions. Like, okay, there can be some distractions around you, but nowhere near the same way that your phone can distract you. So having a piece of paper is very good for the attention span deficit people like myself. Number four is that I really believe that just putting a pen on a piece of paper enables a different type of creativity than being on a screen. I don't know if it's better or worse, because myself, there's times when a screen works better for me and there's times when a paper works better for me. But I will guarantee you that it will pull out a different side of your brain. There is just something about sitting down in front of a blank paper. There is something about writing the first letter on a clean, fresh page with your favorite pen. There's nothing to help you. There's no spell check. You just have to like cramp your hand while you're writing all your ideas down. And there's just something special about using paper. And I think now that we use it so little, I think having something like this, having a practice of writing things down, sitting in front of a blank piece of paper and trying to write down on ideas or think about ideas or brainstorm, I think it's really special. Number five is that you create for yourself this tangible record, this tangible timeline of your creative process, of how your brain works. And this is my favorite thing. By far, this is my favorite thing about having a physical book like this, is that it is so fun to flip through over the years or whatever, you know, different projects, things that you have, ideas that you have, journaling that you have. Like for my books, I don't just keep it to my work. I don't just keep it to photography. It's kind of like a paper brain for me. Like I really see creativity as an entire whole. It's not just like, you know, I do creative things and then I have the rest of my life. And so that's how I treat my notebook. I write down personal things. I journal about my friends, my family, you know, my faith. I write all of those things in this paper, and it's all mixed in with my work as a photographer, as being a professional creative. And it's incredible to look through each pages and be like, wow, like I've really learned a lot, or like I've really grown, or, oh, I loved that time when I was thinking this way. And I think that physical timeline that you can turn pages over, I think it can be really encouraging. It can be hilarious. And the longer you do it, I think the more kind of impactful and special it is to look back on. So the reason I thought I made this video was because this is actually the first time that I've purchased this brand. Like I have always purchased one of these Moleskines. I kind of hated spending so much money on these. Like they're like $20, $30 for a notebook, which seems kind of ridiculous. But I think there's something good about invest a little bit more on a notebook that's special. So it kind of pushes you to hold on to it. It kind of pushes you to actually write in it and to actually keep up with it. I've always purchased the like gridded paper. I find that's a great option for being able to kind of draw and sketch, but also to like write sentences and to journal and things like that. And I, for the first time, purchased this brand, which I cannot properly pronounce. I think it's German. It's Luchtstrom 1917. And the thing that I love about this is that, okay, I like the quality of the paper. It's a little more slick. The Moleskine paper is a little bit more kind of matte. It's a little bit more gritty. And this is a little bit more smooth, almost shiny, but it's not shiny at all. And I love the kind of dotted grid. It makes my little designer heart sing. And there are page numbers, which, oh, is so great. So it has page numbers and it has like a little index in the front where, you know, if there's like a specific content or specific something that you want to like be able to easily access in the future, is that you can write down the page number and then write down, it's like a table of contents for your own notes and for your own black book, which is actually yellow book. So even though getting something like this is kind of an investment, it's not particularly like a cheap notebook, I think it's really important to take your ideas seriously, to take your own creative process and your own creative thoughts seriously, because I think that's one of the keys of growing, is being aware of how you think, being aware of how you develop and bring together creative ideas, because that you can start building on that. And it has helped me so much in growing and becoming a better creative entrepreneur. Thank you so much for listening this week. If you love the podcast, or if you listened to an episode and it gave you some ideas to go out and tackle your own creative work, please leave a 5-star review. And thank you to so many of you that have already done that. It's amazing. It's encouraging. And it helps other people who are looking for the same type of content that you enjoy yourself. So thank you for leaving those reviews. You can follow a little bit more about what I do on Instagram at Luke WT Cleland. It's kind of my like personal Instagram. And then you can also check out more about our wedding photography business over at Cleland Photographs on Instagram. So until next week, stay obsessed with making the work that you were created to make.